Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
One of the most frequently asked questions I get is, Nicola, how long will it take me to recover from the affair? Or how long will it take my partner to love and trust and like me again after my affair? Or how can we recover together and how long will it take? Now, just like grief and loss, recovering after an affair, there is no set timeline, there's no set period. However, what I am going to do for you today is I'm going to provide an overview for you, a framework that you can use to help you understand where perhaps you are in the most common stages of healing, and also just to give you some reference. People have found this very useful to understand, okay, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm feeling, this is natural, this is normal. And let me just say, whatever you're feeling is natural and normal, because it's what you're feeling. And the most critical thing here is not to be judgmental at yourself, not to be judgmental at your partner. Healing has its own process and it's different for every individual and circumstance. But I hope in some way that these healing stages can help you identify. Now let me say this, is that healing begins from the first day of disclosure. And what I mean by that is, I mean that without honesty, without that admission, healing cannot begin, because there's still mistrust, there's still a lot of unknowns. So in order for healing to take place, admission has to occur. So stage one is within the 0 to 3 months. And this period of time will undoubtedly be very traumatic, as you will be distraught and devastated of learning on your spouse's infidelity. It is inevitable that you will experience all types of emotions, ranging from fear to anger to love, pain to numbness, and back again. It's also likely that the offending spouse will be going through a variety of feelings, guilt, confusion. It's very important during this stage not to make any major decisions, as you probably will not be thinking clearly or coherently. What is key at this stage is to ensure that you are meeting your basic needs. Ensure that you are eating a healthy, well-balanced diet that will enable you to keep well. Also taking time for yourself to rest and sleep. It's very common for people to experience weight loss, disturbed sleep during this time. So taking good care of yourself physically will really help you to take care of yourself emotionally and bring you some stability. Insomnia is very, very prevalent when people discover an affair of their spouse, and sometimes even for the person that cheated. And so really trying to focus on getting back your sleep is key as well, because we all know that when we're feeling ill, when we're feeling emotionally drained, and when we have a lack of sleep, everything in life can seem a lot worse and a lot harder to deal with. If you're the betrayed spouse, reiterate to yourself that it is not your fault that your partner had an affair. You're not to blame. This is not to say that elements of your own behaviour and actions should not be questioned at all or altered in the future, but for now, do not allow yourself to feel responsible for their affair. It was ultimately their choice to be unfaithful. On the part of the spouse that had the affair, it's imperative that they cut all ties with the person they had an affair with. If there is any chance of reconciliation and repair, then it needs to be without this other person being around. If this other person is still in the background, then it can make it difficult for the recovery to take place. 3 to 6 months. This may be the time where the initial roller coaster of emotions begins to subside somewhat. It may be a phase to start looking at what influences were at play causing the affair. Expect that there will be a lot of confrontation. There will be fighting and disagreements. It's vital that some guidance on communication is sought. Even if you feel that communication in your marriage was good prior to the affair, it's going to be an incredibly difficult time. If you had poor communication before, then this is the beginning of some very hard work for you and your spouse. Do get support from someone you trust if you need to. And don't be hard on yourself during this time. Undoubtedly, you have days where you want to give up on trying, when it feels too difficult to keep going. These are times when you need to reach out and utilize all the resources that you have at hand. Talk to people, join online discussion forums, and read books. Be careful not to allow other people to tell you what to do. Remember that we all are different, and what works for one person may not necessarily work for you. It's important that you make your own decisions at a time and space that is right for you. 6 months to 1 year. There is a chance that you may well have reached a stage where your marriage is healed during this time. However, for some there will still be some very difficult days. Nevertheless, you will hopefully have moved to a new phase where you can start to feel enjoyment in your previously loved activities and function on a normal level, socially and at work. Taking control of your thoughts and managing any insecure feelings is key here. Check out my podcast show. There is another episode called Could Insecurity Be Ruining Your Marriage? And there I talk about how to take control of your thoughts. What are the steps to really helping yourself not have negative thought patterns that lead you to feel very wound up, very rejected, very vulnerable, and how to calm yourself during those difficult times, because there may be trigger points. And once you recognize these trigger points, then having the tools to control your thoughts and to lessen the frequency of triggers can be really helpful. 1 to 2 years on, hopefully this will be time to have reached a stage where you can begin to fully connect to your spouse and look forward to a future with them again. There may be exceptions if the spouse you had the affair has to travel frequently, or if you choose temporary separation following the affair. The key at this stage is to continue working and moving forwards towards a future together and allowing the healing to take place. If there is still a lack of trust, respect, or marital unhappiness, extreme insecurity or jealousy, further clearing of the past may be required. Use the forgiveness and let go hypnotherapy audio that I have here for you to begin to support you to get further releasing and tension for this. If you're still really stuck, then do get in touch with me, ask any questions. When I work with individuals one-on-one, I use a past event meditative clearing process to really help them recover from flashbacks, repetitive thoughts, past hurt and trauma. Now these should lessen, but if they haven't lessened for you, then it's really important to get some kind of support. Take advantage of my free Save My Marriage consultation. All you need to do to register is go to savemymarriageprogram.com, click on the free consultation, and you'll have access to book a 30-minute consultation with me.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.